And if someone was walking in your direction, he said he's coming straight
to me.
Or straight what me?
Course.
Huh?
Straight course or straight to me.
Uh-huh. Or another word that means to. He's not walking away from me, he's walking
to me.
Or what me?
What?
Would you ever say toward or towards or?
Towards me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that'd be proper.
And if you went into town and you hadn't counted on seeing somebody, you'd say, well, this morning I just happened to
see so-and-so.
Or I happened to run
into Ms. So-and-so.
And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child
for the mother.
And if you were walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a
stick.
Or something harder. I picked up a
rock.
And I
threw it at him.
Uh-huh. Anything else you'd say?
Well, I picked up a rock and hit him.
Uh-huh. Or I what it at him. Why?
Pardon?
Or I
tried to hit him.
Uh-huh. You ever say you chucked it at him or pitched it at him or?
Well, you know, I guess if you chunked a good eel, number of times, hit at him a number of times, you'd call it chunking.
Uh-huh. And talking about putting milk in coffee, you'd say some people like it.
Like what? Cream in the coffee.
Uh-huh. And other people like their coffee.
Black.
Any other names for black coffee?
Well, I don't know. I can't think of one.
Did you ever hear the expression, drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
And you'd say, some people will eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them
with milk on and sugar on them.
And you tell a child, now, you can eat what's put before you, or you can do
without.
And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little
piece away.
And if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a
long ways to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you fell over.
Backwards.
What?
Backwards.
And this way?
Forward.
And if you had been fishing, and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what, one, no.
If I didn't catch any, I'd say I didn't catch any fish.
Uh-huh.
If I caught, I did catch one.
Did you ever say, nary a one? Did you ever hear that?
Well, I don't believe I ever said that, but I've heard it said.
How would people say that?
Well, I didn't catch nary one.
Uh-huh. How does that sound to you?
Well, it's kind of a joke to me. It's just being kind of funny, you know, like maybe the group of ladies together, like we are. I have a group of friends that we get together occasionally. And for fun, we'd say, I'd say, I didn't catch, no, I just didn't catch nary one, you know, just for fun.
Uh-huh.
But I don't, and that's not often. And it's just, but just common conversation, I don't think I'd say that.
Uh-huh. And